Blog Talk Radio.
You've tuned into Psychic View. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and Wednesday evening at 5 p.m. To ask Moni your question, please unblock your phone number and call 347-850-1494. Mona will answer your specific single-issue question. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, everybody, to this Wednesday evening edition of Psychic View. Yes, we're live. Yes, it's local Las Vegas. And I'm here to focus on your specific question. So while you're on hold, please think of a very clear, specific question. And I'll let you know that a question that I don't answer on the air is, what do the cards hold for me? Because that's a full session question. I mean, that's the whole reason that people actually take the time to book a session with me. So I'm going to go right to the callers here. Let me see. Somebody here from 626 area code. Hello, 626. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. What's your question?
My question is, what do you pick up on me and Jimmy?
You and Jimmy. All right. Clearing the cards specially for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I'm drawing the cards right now. Okay, so I'm seeing two men show up in your cards. Do you happen to know Jimmy's birthday?
Yes, December 23rd, 1975.
Okay, I really like him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Capricorn, yeah.
I love me. Well, because you have two guys. One's Capricorn, one's a Gemini, Aquarius, or Libra coming up in your cards. And if it was,
okay.
if he were a Gemini, Aquarius, or Libra, I would say I'm not sure about him. But I have to tell you, Jimmy's coming up pretty cool here. Now,
okay. Here's
the thing. Here's the thing. The more, and I don't want you to, I'm going to say it this way. He needs to know that you are stable, secure, grounded, not fly off the handle, emotional, and he can talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to tell you, the sex part with him is fine. There's like,
Okay,
there's no issue there. But
he
is not going to move as quickly as you want him to when it comes to committing on anything or making a decision.
Oh, yeah. I read about his horoscope. Do you mind if that second person you see is the guy that's possibly trying to sabotage our relationship? Is that the person? Because there's somebody that's kind of like trying to do something really shady, but I don't know.
Well, that is actually a very strong possibility because he's right next to Mr. Capricorn here. And what I'm getting is that this is a guy that's very emotionally attached to Mr. Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
And there could be some jealousy here.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to deal with it is to find this one a love partner.
Well, he's married. It's funny because he's the one that hooked me up with Jimmy, and he just started liking me and just started saying weird things. And I told Jimmy this, but so me and Jimmy haven't like spoken in a while. I felt like we had, because he's a new guy in my life. Like we've had two great dates and he kind of been MIA. I know he's working and stuff. So I hadn't really been in contact with him. And I don't know, do you see us going on a third date, or do you see him so interested, or what do you think?
Well, here's what I would do is I would coordinate a group activity where you're inviting Jimmy and the friend and the wife and maybe four or five or ten other people. Like,
I don't know if that's
go
a good
bowling.
Idea because I don't really know. No, I don't think that's a good idea just because I don't know his the guy side, you know, the jealous guy side. I kind of like fell out with him. Like, he unfriended me on Facebook, which is fine. I'm just hoping Jimmy would reach out to me. It's been like a little bit, maybe a couple weeks since we spoke.
Okay. Sweetheart, the only thing you're going to be able to do is is figure out a way where you run into him in a group environment where there's no pressure on Mr. Capricorn.
So he's not going to reach out to me then if we don't do that.
This is saying that there, yes, he's a great guy. Mr. Capricorn is coming up as a great guy. But what saying is that the environment around him, he feels a little stuck because he feels loyal to his friend. But did he like you? Does he like you? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to either need to let some time go by and kind of see what happens. But the other way is arranging for your butt to be at some social thing where Mr. Capricorn's there.
I see. Well, I don't know his lifestyle like that. He's new, like I said. So I think my only way is to kind of wait.
But I'm telling you that's right now. There's nothing you can do except to have the peripheral friends around you help you get you in front of him.
Yeah. Well, the sad thing is I really don't know anybody that knows him except this guy. Like, he's really completely new. We don't have any friends or anything.
I'm going to say it a different way, sweetheart. Let me say it a different way because I got to go on to the next call. Here's the different way I'm going to say it. Keep your energy open to any chance meeting that could happen with Mr. Capricorn. Mm-hmm. How's that?
Okay.
Yeah, do that. Mm-hmm. And because I'm telling you, Mr. Capricorn liked you. Mr. Capricorn thought you were pretty cool. And and all we have to do now is kind of be patient because he may reach out to you, just not as quickly as your timeline wants it to be.
True.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So now what we do is we send the mojo and energy out. Send the mojo and energy out there that there may be a chance meeting.
Hopefully. Okay. We'll
see. And then when you do see him, hey, dude, how are you?
Yeah.
And then ask about his friend.
Yeah.
And say, you know, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to go. See ya.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Nicole. Bye.
Bye.
All right, got somebody here from the 609 area code. Hello. 609. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie. How are you?
Hi, Jackie. What's your question?
What do you see between me and Abdigafar?
Okay, you're in a really noisy environment.
Okay, let me.
And I'm having a hard time. I had a hard time getting the name that you said that you want me to concentrate on for you.
Okay, hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little bit better. So who is it you want me to concentrate on for you?
Yes, what do you see between me and Abdugafaru? A-B-D-U-G-A-F-A-R-U.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Okay, this is a really... you have these cards that talk about that the reason that it seems like there's a lot of chaos around the relationship... And this is going to sound really weird. It's because of his mother.
Ha! Huh.
What
the one
says
I helped
here,
to get a visa to come to the U.S.?
I'm just telling you, there is a issue with his mother. And what it may mean is that he wants to make sure that whoever he introduces to his mother is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And that... There may be a side to you or an aspect of your personality that is causing some friction between the two of you because it all boils down to he wants to make sure that whoever he's totally serious about, he can introduce to his mother.
Well,
what I'm trying to express to you is that he wants to make sure that when he gets serious about somebody and it's all about, you know, marriage, children, buying a house, settling, all of that, that woman that he chooses can pass the high scrutiny that his mother is going to present.
The mother doesn't live here and...
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Sweetheart, what I'm trying to tell you is that someday, if this relationship goes to the point of marriage... Mm-hmm. You will meet his mother.
Of course.
Okay, but what I'm trying to express to you is that if it feels like he's been a little distant or even a little bit stepping back, it's because he's making sure that you don't get all whacked out emotionally and start behaving like someone that is out of control. So the best thing you can do is be incredibly disciplined right now. And do not let wild emotions take over you, because that will be the quickest way that pushes them away.
So what do you see as you see us getting back together to get married?
Well, what it's saying here is that
we've been talking the last few days.
Okay, because what I'm seeing is that there was some sort of argument or chaos that happened within the last 2 weeks here. And
yes.
that the only way you can heal it at this point is to take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
And the only one thing I would suggest that you do, because you're just dying to do something, is I would text him and say, seriously, you want to do something. And I'm telling you that the best thing you can do is wait. But I'm going to let you do one thing. And the one thing is text him and say just like this, I miss you, and I hope no matter what happens, we stay friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you text him that. I miss you, and I hope that no matter what happens, we stay friends. Because you've got to take this real intense side off of you. You've got to be the more easygoing side of you instead of the
mm-hmm.
rushing toward a goal in this relationship. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, girl, got to go. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 201 area code. Hello, 201.
Yes.
Who's this?
Hi, my name is Jennifer. My question is, someone tried to get into my mother's house last week. I'm really nervous. Everybody's walking around the town, and I'm just paranoid that they're going to come back, and I'm being, like, I feel like I'm being watched. Could you tell me if we know these people, if what they're trying to do, what the problem is? Because I've lived here 37 years. It'll be in October, and we never had this problem. So.
By the way, this was a random act. This is
mm-hmm.
not anyone that knows you. And what mm-hmm. I would do in the meantime, just for peace of mind, is I would install a couple of cameras on the outside
yeah.
of your home. Did you already do that?
No, we didn't do it yet.
Okay. But just
do
it for you.
I don't have any money, so I really don't know what he's trying to get from me because I have no money.
No, no. Okay, what I'm telling you here is this was a random act. This was not something personal.
Okay.
Okay.
Are they
going
to try to get in again, though?
Well, this says no, but you are going to put cameras outside of your home.
But
and I hope
it
you.
That every time I look, there's some car going by, or a person watching me, the person from the park.
Okay.
It's like people are
okay.
watching.
Sweetheart, the only thing you can do, and first of all, I'm a psychic. I'm not a person of the law. You know, I'm not a
right.
police officer, but first of all, you've reported this to the police, yes?
Yes, but I don't think I think I'm old news, you know?
Okay.
I don't want to bother them every time I see something with someone. And
okay, but that's
actually gotten
what
in.
What you're feeling, Jennifer, is normal. Whenever anyone has had any kind of violation where their home has been broken into or something's been taken or whatever it is, that is a very intense violation.
Yeah.
And there is no question in my mind. And you have a right, and I totally understand that you feel this way. I totally understand this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what your cards are saying is, no, it's not going to happen again. And it's going to take you another 6 weeks or so till you start not being suspicious of every car that drives by.
Well, it seems the same white one keeps going, and it slows up. It looks over at my mother's house, then drives away, then in a few minutes,
well,
the black male gets out.
Right, and you got
the
license plate number, right, and you reported it to the police on the 311 line, right?
I wish I could get it.
Okay,
I'm within the house. It's obstructed. He goes fast. It's just crazy.
Okay,
I'd have to almost be outside.
Sweetheart, the only thing I can advise you to do is
mm-hmm.
I would get a camera, maybe
yeah.
one pointed to the street and one pointed at your front door, and that maybe your camera will capture the license plate. But if you can
wow.
prove that this car keeps driving by your place,
yeah.
to the police, then you may actually have an unmarked car sit in front of your house and find out who this dude is.
Wow.
But I'm not seeing I'm not seeing it happen again, Jennifer.
Okay. So try to get cameras.
Okay. The cameras are going to be for your own peace of mind. I also would recommend that you get an alarm system for your home if you don't already have one.
Right. No, I don't.
I mean, these are very practical things. But I'm telling you, if you keep seeing the same car, then what you do is you try and get a picture of it. And then you call 311.
Yeah, police will come. Oh, God. This is too much. We don't know these people, you said?
It does not say that you know them. There, it does not say that you know them, but I'm telling you that if you can get some pictures of this vehicle.
How come
and
you're so obsessed with my mother's house? Okay, can't go to another house?
Okay, sweetheart, it's not personal. I'm trying to tell you this is not personal. This is somebody that's just looking for an opportunity here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Sweetheart,
okay.
I got to go. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 913 area code. Hello, 913. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Andy. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Andy. What's your question?
My question is about job. I just am exiting a job and am going to be starting. I'm jazzing up my resume right now and just wondering. I'm thinking of taking about a month. I'm a student as well, and I've got some – I had a huge exam. I just want to kind of take a month off and look in September. Just wondered if there was one month that seemed to be better odds for getting another job than another.
Well, first of all, I want to tell you thank you very much for calling from a very quiet location so I can really concentrate on you. Because
you're
my
welcome.
Last two callers were not calling from a quiet location, and I had a really hard time concentrating on them. So I just want to say that I'm very grateful that I can actually hear your voice in a very clear fashion. So I just want to start with that.
Well,
so you've already warmed up to me. Okay.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. Because of the obligations you have with school, you're in a way a little, you're sort of stuck by choice for a while.
Right.
All right?
Right.
And that's exactly how I want you to look at your life, that you are deliberately keeping yourself super busy for a bigger goal. All right? So
yes.
If I can pick a month for you to, now are you going to go back to a full-time job or just a part-time job?
I'm going to be looking for part-time.
Okay, because here's the thing, is that there could be a competitor to the company you just left that would love to have your mojo working for them.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that. Okay.
And that's exactly how I want you, that's the very first category I want you to pursue. And what you say when you talk to, when you look online and see what they have, and they're going to look at your resume and go, oh, you've worked for blah, blah, blah. That's, we'd love to have you work for us. And then you say, you know, I'm looking for an opportunity that's 20 to 30 hours a week. And the more flexible you are, the more I can contribute to you.
Okay.
And you go in with that attitude. And what I'm telling you here is that there is there's something incredibly appealing and compelling about how you interact with people. And so if you can do kind of customer relations based on what you did at the last company, I think that would, you may even be able to work it out so that you can hook up the phone line from your home and
be
on the
wonderful
intranet so that you can use the computer from home. But you don't actually have to get dressed.
Lovely. Oh, that would be wonderful.
So you're looking for a very, and this is what I'd like you to write down. And by the way, when I'm really big into people writing down their goals, especially when they're going for a specific thing. So a specific thing for you is going to be, you want a flexible opportunity that allows you to work between, say, 20 and 30 hours. that pays you a fair wage, that that may even throw some benefits in there, but may also allow you to work from home.
Okay.
So all of those things are good. Now, another thing I'm going to throw at you, which you may not have thought of, is the industry you worked at before. What if you were an outside sales rep for that industry? And because the cool thing about being an outside sales rep for that industry is that most outside sales reps can work it out so they can work from home. And usually, if you get somebody working from home, you're going to get more work out of them than if they have to drag their butt into the office.
Right, right.
So if you're just held accountable for certain quotas you have to hit, like a certain number of appointments or whatever it is, then what happens is you just relax into finishing the quota. And you may be able to do that in 1 or 4 hours a day. So one day you might work a couple hours, one day you might work 8. But you could get a full-time income as a result of being an outside sales rep.
Wow, that's a great idea. Yeah, I haven't really done sales, but this would...
Well, but the thing
I've been told I could,
Good sales is all about when people meet you, they like you. And it starts from there. Once they like you, then they'll open up to you and they'll tell you what they want. You don't have to cram something down anyone's throat. You just go, you know, I'd like to provide you some information with blah, blah, blah widget. Do you think, you know... And you take it from there.
Sure.
So, all right, my friend, good luck. Let me know what happens.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, see you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, you guys, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking. The Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 970. Hello, 970. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Patty.
Hi, Patty. What's your question?
Well, I'd really like to know if you see anyone coming for me in terms of love or anything. Anything. I'll take anything.
You're funny. Okay. All right. So you don't have to do this the hard way. You've been kind of doing this the hard way. And the thing is I see you showing up in your reading as perfect. You're absolutely perfect the way you are. There's nothing you need to change. You know, your nose doesn't need to be a different shape. Your boobs don't need to be bigger. You don't have to have liposuction anywhere. You're super smart. You're really easy to get along with. You're a lot of fun. Should I go on?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
No, but what I'm trying to tell you is your actual power month for romance is August.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's actually the 5 weeks starting August 1st. And all I want you to do is behave as though when you walk into a room and you happen to be in a, they're going to Starbucks to get your caramel macchiato, all right? So you're walking into Starbucks. And instead of just walking right to the person that's going to take your order, I want you to pause at the door, sort of look at, you know, what's on sale, look around and see if there's any guys noticing you. And if there's a guy that notices you and smiles at you, smile back.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to tell you to do is you need to slow down enough to be able to recognize that love is coming at you from all directions. And I kind of want you to have that vibration. Love is coming to you from all directions, all right? Because you're not supposed to be by yourself. I will tell you that the biggest way for you to meet somebody amazing is for you to take on an activity that kind of scares the crap out of you a little bit, but will definitely put you in the line of men. Would you like to know my idea for that?
Sure, yes.
Indoor rock climbing.
Really?
Swear to God. And I'll tell you why.
I actually have done that once.
Okay. I want you to sign up for, I want you to go to one of those indoor rock climbing, either a gym or a place that has a really high one, not one of these little piddly 12-foot things. I'm talking one that's like 30 or 40 feet high, and it will probably be in one of the nicer gyms. And you go there and you say, I want to get really good at this.
Okay.
I want to get really good at this. And the thing is that you will meet men that want to do the same thing. And the cool thing about it is not only are you going to meet a guy that's in relatively good shape, but you're probably going to meet a guy that's incredibly professional, and this is one of the things he does to calm his mind down after he's had a busy day at work.
That's a good idea, actually. Yeah, I will try that.
And I'm telling you that I have noticed that some of the most amazing professional men, they spend some time, you know, going out, but a lot of them don't want to go out to a bar or a restaurant by themselves. You know, they're not really, they're too awkward on the whole dating. They're just not into the whole dating thing, you know, the whole flirting bar scene, crap like that. But what I have found is the really great professional guys, or the good catches, they're the ones that are watching must-see TV Monday through Thursday. You know, they may be getting up at the butt crack of dawn to go to the gym, or, you know, they go after work, and, you know, they make it as part of the ritual. They come home and they have something, like, really modest for dinner, soup, popcorn, something silly like that. They watch their must-see TV, they fall asleep in the chair, they make it to bed, they get up at the crack of dawn and go to the gym again. And then they go to work. So I see that if you start making the gym, and specifically either like a body pump class, but I keep getting indoor rock climbing for you, that if you start doing that, you'll run into the same guy. And the guy that I'm getting for you has got brown hair. He's got brown eyes, kind of light brown eyes, but not like not deep smoldery brown eyes where you can't see the pupil, just light brown eyes. And brown hair that's got some sun streak in it, like he spends some time outdoors. So he might do indoor rock climbing, he might do bicycling, but he really does not like to be indoors that much. He prefers to be outdoors. The other thing I would say that to take up would be golf lessons. Seriously, I would do the golf lessons on either Wednesday
really
or Thursday. What?
I'd have to really push myself to do that.
All right, well, then you can do indoor rock climbing. Okay, but I'm telling you, wait till the men notice you. Don't do it the other way around.
Yeah,
I mean, just wait till they notice you. And when they do notice you, make it easy for them to talk to you.
Okay, yeah.
All right, that's really the basic element of flirting.
Okay.
Just make it easy for a guy to talk to you.
Yeah. But the cards say that it's positive?
What I'm telling you is that you asked me about love. Every one of your cards says the word yes.
Okay. Oh, that's good to know.
But you just let yourself be noticed, you know,
yeah,
without racking up the girls and making cleavage. Or you don't have to do that. You just you have a great energy all by yourself, and wait till you're noticed. And then when you are noticed, smile at the dude. You know, guys don't like chicks, the real men, they don't like chicks that are snobby bitches.
Oh, no, I
right.
mean, yeah.
They want a gal that they can sit on the couch, eat popcorn with, and watch their shows from must-see TV. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
Okay, in other words, this guy that I see for you wants to incorporate a love interest that's interested in the same things he is.
Okay, yeah.
All right, got to go.
I will get myself out there.
Sure. Okay, see ya. Bye.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the, let me see. Go on. 786. Hello, 786. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tina.
Hi, Tina. What's your question?
To know, do you pick up on Jonathan? Do you see him reaching out to me again?
Jonathan.
Or when do you see him reaching out?
Hold on, I'm looking. Hang on.
Okay.
Jonathan is, and I'm going to say it this way, and it's going to sound odd, but Jonathan is behaving somewhat lazy when it comes to you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that you're at a point right now where unless he makes an effort that shows you that he could actually be a participant or a partner in this relationship, you're not somebody
mm-hmm.
that's, and I really am going to encourage you to not be somebody to reach out to him first. I don't want you to be the
Definitely
first person not. To cry uncle, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So what it's saying is that, and I'm going to give you a timeline, that if he doesn't reach out to you within the next 3 weeks, you need to move on.
Definitely.
But if he does reach out to you...
Yeah, I know he works a lot.
That's fine.
I know he works
a lot. But you need to be radio silence right now. Don't text
mm-hmm.
him. Don't do anything. Don't even try and put yourself in his path, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You are totally quiet. And that
mm-hmm.
if he does reach out with you in the next 3 weeks, the way I want you to respond is, I'm so happy you called. This is how you say it. I'm so happy you called because,
mm-hmm.
I really like you. I just hope that no matter what happens, we stay friends.
Yeah.
Okay, because the thing is if he calls you within the next 3 weeks, this has a shot. If he doesn't, then it doesn't. And you can't look at it like it's a personal reflection on you because it's not you. It's him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
let me fast forward. Let's say it's 5 years from now, and let's say the two of you are married, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you and I are sitting doing a private reading, and you're like, you know, he never does anything around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is part of who he is. He is not
mm-hmm.
a very motivated guy, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is that what happens when you're dating a guy and the way you present yourself when you're dating a guy is what the guy thinks you're going to be like forever. And I'm going to give you this
mm-hmm.
quote. Men marry women hoping they never change, and women marry men hoping, God, that they do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, so
totally.
Whatever you present right now, the more authentic you are, and the more authentic you are should you guys end up hooking up again, then you both know what to expect in the future.
Okay.
Okay.
But do you have like a, do you feel like more he will or more, you just don't know? Do you pick up on
what it,
I know,
what
I met his mom and she liked me. And so he even said that she liked me, but I know that he just kind of,
Did you ever see the movie Failure to Launch?
No, but I'll like write this down and I will watch it later.
Okay. This movie is really it's really cute because this gal is really good at getting this guy to she's good at getting men to get out of their parents' house kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
But there's a part in there where it's a deal breaker. If he brings her home to meet the parents, then he's about to break up with her.
Okay.
So I just got that flash for you. I just want you to watch that movie because it's really cute. It's just really cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then watch How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days after that, which is another great movie to watch. Okay.
Yeah,
but that's a great double feature with popcorn.
By.
What?
Yeah. She doesn't live with him. She just happened to pass by his house.
That's fine.
Okay.
But what I'm telling you is that this is what I'm getting. If he
mm-hmm.
reaches out to you within the next 3 weeks, this relationship has a chance. If he does not,
okay.
you need to move on to somebody that's more worthy of you.
Totally. But what I wanted to know is, do you feel more like he will or not? It's up in the air. Like, what do you pick? Like, does he like me or I don't know.
The funny thing is that he's kind of a lazy guy when it comes to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
He has been with women before that have done all the work. I don't want you to be her.
I definitely don't want to do that.
Okay,
uh-huh.
but there's this little tiny ray of hope, which is why I'm telling you that if he calls you
mm-hmm.
in 3 weeks, the relationship has a chance. If he doesn't
mm-hmm.
call you in 3 weeks, then you need to move on.
Okay.
But I'm specifically getting this 3 weeks thing.
If he will or not? I know, but do you think, like...
Okay, that's what I'm getting. That's exactly the answer. It says,
oh, okay,
if he calls you in 3 weeks, this relationship has a shot. If he doesn't, then basically he needs to be dead to you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, girl.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. See you later.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right. Got somebody from the 267 area code. Hello, 267. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Crystal. How are you?
Hi, Crystal. What's your question?
I am wondering, because I've had such a difficult last couple months, but especially in a relationship, I was with somebody for quite some time, and his name's Jerome, and I'm wondering what you see happening with us.
Jerome. Okay. Jerome does not see himself in a relationship. You see yourself in a relationship, but Jerome doesn't. And what I'm about to tell you is really interesting, that I see you meeting a brand new man that sort of puts Jerome as a distant memory in September. What's really funny about your cards is every single card that you have is divisible by the number 3. So you have three cards that are number
so
3,
funny.
You have a card that's number 21, and you have a card that's number 9. So in your reading, talks about the more independent you are about going after what's important to you, the more you kind of allow spirit to guide you right now and put Jerome on the back burner, the more love is going to be drawn to you, okay? Because I'm telling you, this says, when you actually asked about Jerome, I said he doesn't see himself in a relationship. Specifically, he doesn't see himself in a relationship with you. He doesn't see himself in a relationship with anybody, all right?
Right.
So the thing is that you need to put Jerome on the back burner, and you instead need to be open to the guy that's coming into your life that actually would want to treat you like the partner that you really want to have.
Mm-hmm.
That's the right one for you. But the number 3 is incredibly powerful here in your reading. So watch for
it's
things that happen.
It's funny you said that. Because he goes, like, we've been together for 5 years up and on. And he goes in a 3-week circle. It could be 3 days, 3 months, 3 weeks.
Well,
it's always
there's something about the number 3. And the way I look at this is that it's time to put him on the back burner and put you on the front burner. Make you a priority right now, that it's time for you to have what you want, whether or not it includes Jerome in the future.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
All right. See you later. Okay. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. I've got somebody from the – hold on. Somebody from the 928 area code. Hello, 928. Who's this?
Yes, hi. This is Ophina.
Hello, Ophina. What's your question?
I have a question about a person named Eric.
Okay. What do you want to know?
Whatever you can pick up.
Okay, that's one of my off-limit questions. So tell me specifically what you want to find out.
Just a question. Well, I know he's interested. I'm just wondering, how interested.
Okay. Right now, the biggest thing you can do is show him you're fun and not a burden, that you're not going to be one of those drama queen girls that he's dated in the past, because he is checking you out. He is interested, and it's going to develop over the next 4 weeks. And you need to let it develop. Don't make it develop. So it's whatever he needs. He needs to be the one that takes the initiative. All right? You're not the one that should take the initiative.
I guess my question really is it just sexually that he's interested, or is it he's interested as in a relationship or not? Because either way, I'm fine.
What I would do is the next time that the two of you get together, I don't want it to be a hookup for anything that's sexual. I want it to be a hookup for something else. So So it would be that you guys go to a movie. It would be that you go to a street fair during the day on a Sunday. But I would make the next connection that you have with him have nothing to do with sex or even a path toward that. Because we want to show him, you want to show him how fun you are when it has nothing to do with sex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that would be my number one recommendation for you, is learn how to have a good time with him when it has nothing to do with intimacy on that level.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling. See you later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 678 area code. Let me just get you on the air. Hello? Oh. Hello, 678. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, this is Mona. Who's this?
This is Samantha. How are you?
Oh, hey, Samantha. What's your question?
Well, I have a very important test coming up. It's actually for a really good job that I would love to get. It's for public service aid.
Yeah?
And I just wanted to know what you feel around that, because this is just a wonderful opportunity. It gives you full benefits, vision, and it will help me go back to school.
All right, let's see. Okay, so what it's saying is that it is absolutely time for you to get serious about what you want, and that you can't let anything from the past stand in the way of what you want, okay? And it's saying that you have a very good shot to pass this test and get this job.
That's wonderful. I mean, I made it to the second round, and now they're going to take me to, I guess it's kind of like the police academy, where I do a whole week of exercising and fitness agility. And then after that, they'll go into polygraph, a lot of extensive, you know, background checking on myself. And
right.
Then after, I guess, all the battery of tests are done, I'm not sure how many other candidates there are, but I believe I stand a great chance of getting the position.
All right, my friend. Here's what I want you to do, which I don't know if I've ever told you to do this before. But what I want you to do is I want you to start lighting a candle every night before you go to bed. And you don't do this in your bedroom. Do this someplace like your kitchen or something like that. But light a candle and say, you know, Lord, I'm open to your blessings. And if it is your will, I really would like this job. And then you just concentrate on that, blow out the candle and go to bed. But do it right before you go to bed every night. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my friend. I have a very good feeling about this.
Oh, gosh. I do, too. I really do. And I know that I can only do what I can, and God and every and the Spirit will do the rest for me.
Exactly.
I'm just really excited about this new chapter.
Me, too. And just, you know, keep putting yourself in the path of success, and success will just bump into you.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
All right,
so
my
much,
friend.
Mona.
Gotta go. Thanks for calling.
Bye bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 313 area code. Hello, 313. Who's this?
Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you?
Good. Who's this?
My name's Sherelle.
Oh, hey, Sherelle. What's your question?
Oh, honey. I remember me. We were talking last week about the guy named Sam, and I finally heard from him, and I saw him. Before yesterday, and we was intimate, and I was wondering, like, what was his protect on that?
Okay, now wait a minute. Wasn't this the guy that was like really shy?
He getting closer, or
wait, Sherelle, sweetie,
coming, or,
sweetheart,
like,
whoa, dude, hey, was this the guy that was really shy around
Hello?
You initially? Are you still there?
Yep,
Sherelle. Oh, Sherelle, girlfriend, I lost you, girl. All right. Well, if you can still hang in here, or maybe you'll play the program later. I just want to let you know that that he is. Oh, there you are. You came back. Hold on.
I
was answering your question, and suddenly you were gone. Okay.
Yeah,
so
I got it.
Is this the guy that was really shy around you initially?
No.
Okay. Okay. The best thing you can do from here is treat him like he's your best friend.
Okay.
And then you may have heard me tell a caller a little while ago to the next thing time you get together, it's not about sex or even anything leading towards sex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The next time you get together, it's doing something fun that a normal couple would do. Go to dinner, go to the movies, go bowling, go to a street fair, learn something together, whatever it is. But don't make it about sex.
Okay.
Because you have to show that there's way more to you than the fact that you guys are hot together.
Right.
Okay.
And I'd be wanting to do stuff like that. He don't want to take me out in public because we, I guess, quote unquote, friends with benefits, and I've been asking why. He's like, why would I take you out in public, and we've been doing that.
Okay, so here's the thing, is that that's a big red flag to me, is that if he won't go someplace with you in public, says to me he's got something to hide. So say, you know, so when he calls you up and says, hey, you know, Sherelle, let's hook up, just say, well, sure, why don't we go out and have an ice cream sundae?
Right,
or why don't we go to the
up.
Movies? Okay, but what I'm trying to tell you is that the next time you hook up needs to not be about sex.
Right.
Okay, and that you say, look, you know, dude, I'm thinking that you like me more than just a booty call. And that you actually, you need to say, you know, I'm really not in the mood for that, but I'd love to go to the movies with you. It's not a good time for you to come over. Not a good time for you to come over, but I'd love to meet you to go to the movies.
Right. And how would things change, like, after that?
Well, see, what I'm getting is that you're the one in control here. You're the one that will dictate how the relationship goes. And if he doesn't respond to it, then he's cut off.
Okay.
So you suggest some other things to do together that have nothing to do with rolling around.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, girl.
Thank you.
Let me know what happens. See you later.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody. Well, see, normally I ask y'all to unblock your phone, but this person is next on the queue, so I'm going to give them a break. Hello, my blocked phone person. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Trish, and I'm sorry. I did not know that.
Okay. Well, it says it in the show open, but you may have tuned in after the show open started. So
I did.
Tell me your question, my friend.
My question is, I was looking for a little insight on my current relationship.
Okay. Okay. Do not take this guy personally. And that's a weird thing for me to say. He is very clumsy when he tries to explain things. And you can't take it personally if he's incredibly direct. So you need to temper the idea that he may be real direct and that you should take it as a benefit that he's actually willing to tell you things instead of getting your feelings hurt because he doesn't know how to present it well. All right? This is not a guy that responds well to a woman that's, what are you thinking? What'd you do today? In other words, he doesn't respond well to women that could have the potential of being jealous.
Okay.
All right. Now, what he does respond to is somebody that likes to do things that are interesting and new. He likes the fact that you're smart. He also likes the fact that you calm him down. There's something about your energy that calms him down. Does that sound familiar?
It does.
Okay. So that would be the thing I would emphasize.
So my question is, on Sunday we had a big blow-up and I did take many of the things that you discussed personally, and I'm not sure how that's going to be resolved.
Okay, so what? This is one of my favorite ways for women to resolve things with men. And you may have heard me say this before if you've listened to my program before, but the best thing you can do right now, this is what I would do right now, as soon as we hang up the phone, all right, is I would text him and say, I'm sorry about how things went on Sunday. I just want to make sure that no matter what happens, we stay friends. Now, and then that's all you text. You don't send anything else, okay? Or you can even say, I hate the way we left it on Sunday. That's even better, because I don't know that you have anything to apologize for. So you actually say, I hate the way we left things on Sunday. And I've been thinking, I just want to make sure that no matter what happens from here, we stay friends.
Okay.
Now, how can he not respond to that?
Well, interestingly enough, I pretty much said that, and he did not.
Okay, that's fine. He's still thinking about it then. This is not a guy you can push, and you already know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you just need to let it lie and wait and see what happens.
Okay.
And I actually think there's going to be something positive that happens, but you may have to let some time go by before that happens. And in the meantime, I want you to start filling up your Facebook page with all the fun things you're doing.
Okay.
Seriously, because he'll be looking.
All right, got it.
Okay, so but what you do is you treat it like, wow, you know how you go to a restaurant and it's a restaurant that you really like, and then you go there once and the meal was absolutely awful? And you go, well, okay, I'll give them a pass that time because the meal, you know, they're usually really good. I'll give them a pass that time. So you'll give them another chance. And if you go back again and it still sucks, you won't go back again. Do you see what I mean? You need to treat him like he was you need to treat that incident as though it was a bad meal in a restaurant. And if you can get to that casual about it, then you're going to become sort of irresistible to him. That you're gonna show that your skin's a little tougher than he thought.
Okay.
But what you're gonna do is, since you already sent the no matter what happens, I want to make sure we stay friends thing, you already sent that. So now your next MO is to start going out with friends and posting the shit out of stuff on Facebook.
Got it.
Okay.
I will do that.
In other words, you want him to see what he's missing because he's not hanging with you.
Right.
Okay? That's what you do next. And then
okay,
you call
great.
Me in a couple weeks and let me know what happens.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right, Trish. See you later. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 561. Oh, let me get him on the air. Hold on. 561. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Lena. How are you?
I'm great, Lena. What's your question?
My sister, I haven't seen her in a while, and there's been some distance, and she wants to come see me all of a sudden, and I'm still, like, upset with her, and I just want to see, are we going to have a fight, or why? Is this, we're going to be able to work this out, or just
okay, so here's what I would do, is first of all, if I were you, I'd be dying of curiosity after she behaved so badly last time you guys were together. I'd be dying of curiosity why she wants to see you.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you?
Guilt.
I mean, aren't you, like, really curious as to why she actually wants to come see you?
I think because I told that I wanted to write them off, so I don't know, but like, all of a sudden I haven't seen her since February.
Okay, so tell her that you'd love to see her, and let's go to dinner. Okay, and so, but if she's thinking about staying with you, just say, you know, things were kind of uncomfortable last time we were together, so I'm going to look for a modest-priced motel around where I live for you to stay at because I just want to make sure that we have a good interaction. You know, having somebody stay at your house is very intimate, you know, and I don't want you to set yourself up for the whole thing I just want you to set yourself up for a little thing. So it may be lunch. Say, sure, come
mm-hmm.
visit. I'd love to see you for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have lunch. And then if she is assuming that she's going to stay with you, you'll have already made a tentative reservation at one of those little places. And just say, I made your reservation at this motel. It's clean. You know, that's where folks stay when they come visit me. Or
mm-hmm.
by 4 o'clock, you can cancel it if you're getting along real well and she can stay the night at your place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but your cards are saying that you should see her. That there's a reason you should see her. So
okay.
I'm going to be curious when you call me back and tell me what it is, because she's got something she really wants to talk to you about.
So it's not because she's like up. She has bite. Something's not meant. My sense is up and down.
I know, but right now she's not looking at this to do anything to hurt you. I think she's going to try and make amends, but she doesn't know how to do it. So she's the one that's actually reached out the olive branch first, which I actually admire.
Yeah.
So I'd give her a shot and see what happens. All right, my friend, got to go.
Okay,
thanks for calling.
Thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona hosts her broadcasts each Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and on Blog Talk Radio for special broadcasts and announcements. You may also follow Mystic Mona on Facebook. Since 2002, Mona holds the Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the mobile app Dice Wisdom, $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to DiceWisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for trade shows, special events, and VIP gatherings. Personal sessions are also available by appointment. Didn't get on air today? Contact Mona through her website so she may arrange to schedule you for the next broadcast. Please go to mona.vegas or call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.